When the class of 2011 parades across the platform to accept their diplomas at Roseland University Prep in Santa Rosa this week, they will embody a remarkable statistic, a graduation rate of nearly 100%. That's decidedly better than most California high schools, points out Roseland School District Superintendent Gail Aulis.
The graduation rates in California are at about 70%, which is a bit low. And we really believe that our students have everything that it takes so that all of our students graduate from high school.
Even more impressive, the Charter High School's senior class experienced very little attrition during the year, which RUP Executive Director Amy Jones Kerr attributes to a strong, proactive effort to prevent dropouts.
Part of it, if not most of it, is due to our systems in place that we have to ensure that each individual child stays in school. A lot of students, maybe they have a hardship at home and it's forcing them to possibly drop out. We work with them. We mentor them. Our counselor works with them one-on-one. We do everything that we can to ensure that they realize and recognize that this is an investment for their future and the best possible thing that they can do is to graduate from high school. That's their first step.
But that's hardly the end of their journey. RUP makes the extra effort to see that their students also go on to college and keeps in touch with them as they do. Those extended communications, says Superintendent Aulis, have helped guide the school in refining its programs to promote success after graduation.
We really want to keep in touch with our students all the way through until they make it through graduation of college or whatever post-secondary program they're enrolled in. We started to get information from alumni out there in college. Some of our students were doing really well, and other students that we thought would do well were struggling. And so we started a one-year investigation into how we could better help our students have all of the skills necessary to make it through their post-secondary programs.
Most of the 400 students at Roseland University Prep are Latino. Many of them arrive bilingual to varying degrees. But by the time they complete their studies, says Jones Kerr, they're expected to attain the higher standard of being biliterate.
Our students speak the language. However, through the years, they might just be speaking common language. They're not using that high academic language in Spanish any longer because, of course, they're acquiring the English language. So our goal is once they come to RUP, they start taking those high rigorous level Spanish courses and they're actually writing compositions in Spanish, doing everything that they can to be biliterate. It's helping them become marketable. When you're biliterate, it puts you in that upper edge.
RUP opened its doors less than 7 years ago. This is the school's fourth graduating class. Yet already, says Aulis, they have reset the expectations for families and younger students in their district.
The families and the younger siblings are saying, well, this is just what we do in our family. My older brother or sister is at Sonoma State or Santa Rosa JC, and they're already preparing as if this is just the next step. So we're really looking at this as already seeing students coming back and lifting up the community from within.
The accomplishments of Roseland University Prep have also been noted outside the district and beyond Sonoma County. The school learned a month ago they've won a $7 million grant from the state and other funding assistance to help build a new campus they will own instead of lease. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.